I got out of the army in 1918 and immediately went back to the university and studied. I finished in 1920, graduated 1920. Now, in order to come to the United States, I had to have some money. And besides, I had another dream. I was working since, for many years on a talking film. And so the first thing to come was the money. I had to earn some money. So I got a job with Westinghouse in Vienna, who was running at that time a lamp factory, incandescent lamps. And the talking film, well, that was a private enterprise of my own. I experimented and I had a lot of fun with it. And then after I left Westinghouse at the beginning of 1923, I worked for a few months on the talking film, got it to work, and then made the preparations to come over here. Incidentally, here are some samples of the talking film. Of course, it's these things here, these samples here are over 50 years old. And there are several samples, but essentially I had several methods of doing it. Variable density, which you have here in your hand, and also other methods. And they both worked, or let's say all of them worked in a fashion. But while I was there in Austria, I couldn't find anybody who would spend a nickel on it. They thought it would be superfluous and it would interfere with the theater business, and so I was disappointed, and finally in July of 1923 came to this country, and I was delighted.